This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Publishing is flush with fluctuating tech, trends, and taste. And that market mutability prompts big publishers, like big film studios, to play it safe. Which helps explain why, if you've walked into a bookstore in the last couple of years, you may have noticed that a lot of covers share a certain aesthetic, what some observers across the internet have dubbed the book blob. Actually, they're blobs of various bright hues and contours beckoning abstractly behind the title.
Cute, splashy, asymmetrical shapes on things, bright colors all kind of smushed together.
Journalist and culture critic Margot Boyer-Dry wrote a piece in 2019 for Vulture called Welcome to the Bold and Blocky Instagram Era of Book Covers.
I saw someone carrying a copy of Meg Wolitzer's The Female Persuasion. And it's a really striking cover. It's got these diagonal rainbow stripes, and then the title is in this bold, blocky white. I started noticing similar aesthetics on book covers pretty much everywhere. Really bright, splashy backgrounds, and just this fat text.
The trends in cover design reflect changes in fashion, most likely inspired by need. Today's covers need to inform and entice readers in physical bookstores and on digital apps, where they show up as teeny tiny thumbnails. Boyer-Dry found in her reporting that the bright Instagram-worthy book covers she was seeing in 2019, which later evolved into today's blobs, came out of Riverhead Books, a Penguin Random House imprint where Helen Yentis is the art director.
And the way that she explains it is that a book needs to render well in every environment. If books are straddling digital and physical space, they need to work in both.
So if your eyeballs are burning from staring at all those neon jackets, you'll be glad to know that some of the newest hot fiction is leaning into a cooler, moodier palette.
Look up the covers of Sea of Tranquility by Emily St. John Mandel, or Young Mungo by Douglas Stewart, or How High We Go in the Dark by Sakoya Nagamatsu. These covers are so different from the blocky, splashy thing or the blob thing in that there's intrigue. Nothing is screaming at you here. It's kind of inviting you to be quiet and take a moment with the cover, which might not draw your eye as readily from across the room or on a screen. But I think in its distinction from the aesthetic that's otherwise kind of dominating, does set itself apart.
Back in the 1930s, the so-called father of spin, Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud's nephew and a marketing genius, had a brilliant idea. He was doing work for a publishing consortium when the stock market crashed. To keep the people buying books, he focused on the shelves. Where there are bookshelves, he is quoted as saying, there will be books. Bernays got boldface names to install bookshelves in their homes. House and Garden magazines began to feature homes with built-in bookshelves as signifiers of class. And voila, the manipulative marketer gave rise to the personal bookshelf as a mark of education, taste, and cultural cachet for the masses. Fast forward to today, when cable news hosts do countless Zoom interviews with experts on everything from vaccines to climate change to the Constitution, celebrities have book stylists to make sure their books don't tell on them. More than ever, books are signature accessories that you can, if you wish, buy by the color or by the yard. But I wouldn't advise it. People will notice. In the words of the brilliant Twitter account called Bookcase Credibility, which hilariously rates the contents of the bookshelves of big shots, what you say is not as important as the bookcase behind you. Coming up, what really happened when a certain supply chain Goliath entered the book business, and the shape of books to come. This is On the Media.